The critique came in a letter from PacWest Silicon chief Jason Timko to Washington Governor Jay Inslee. The letter outlined how PacWest broke off collaboration with the Pend'Oreille County Public Utility District after they experienced what he had called, quote, bad faith actions by the PUD, including giving inaccurate quotes for the cost of hooking up to the electrical power, which climbed from $12 to $50 million, as well as delays in the originally estimated time frame from 14 months to 3 years. The letter also said that there were problems with a land sale where PacWest acquired property from the PUD for the project, including problems with actual physical access to the property. The PUD general manager, Colin Willenbrock, says he believes the district tried to give PacWest an honest estimate of how long it would take to get electricity for their project. And he says much of that depended on the Bonneville Power Administration's connection process.
The scope of the customer's project changed, had several different iterations over the last few years, going from, 105 megawatt load to 210 megawatt load, which required different routes and different transmission feeds. And then on top of that, in working with the Bonneville Power Administration, it was really up to them to tell us, what are your initial estimates of cost?
Willenbrock says the power request from PacWest was 6 times the load of the entire county. As far as the land sale goes, Willenbrock says a court upheld the land sale as proper and says access was available, although maybe not the size a full-blown smelter would require. The PUD head says he is not sure of the exact status of PacWest's future plans, other than the letter saying that the smelter plans are now, quote, on hold. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.